Well, good afternoon, everyone. There is no magnification of sound in this room, I think, so you're dependent on my voice only. Well, we're very glad that you came to hear this organ recital. Frankly, I'm looking forward to it immensely. This is a beautiful piece of equipment, and we're looking forward to our brother Jack exposing its virtues to us. May I suggest that you remain seated for a word of prayer with which we'll now open. Holy Father, we are glad to be thy children, thankful for the abilities with which we have been blessed, thankful for music which will bring us to heavenly places. And we pray that as we worship thee this afternoon in word and song, and music, we pray thy rich blessing to rest upon us, that what we do will be acceptable in heaven. We accept and understand perfectly that heaven is filled with perfect music, and therefore whatever we can offer must be very poor by way of a comparison. But we thank thee that we have the opportunity to sing to thee in our praises, and this is the best we can offer, Heavenly Father. We pray that it might be accepted. And we look to the time when we shall sing with immortal voices to praise thee in thy glory forever, and ask that our prayer now might be recorded and accepted in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we have a variety of items this afternoon to sing and to perform before our God. And we shall be singing and lifting our praises to our Heavenly Father. We ask that you hold any applause that you may wish to give until the end of the program, right at the end, when we may show Brother Jack how appreciative we are. But this is a service of worship, and therefore we ask that any applause might be reserved until the end of the movement of the afternoon. There is just one alteration to your program. You have this one, I have this one, and mine is right and yours is wrong. I'm sorry to tell you. If you look at your program, it says hymn number 150, Lord of all being throned afar. And whilst we shall sing it to the tune Come Ronda, we shall sing it to the words of hymn number 150 in the hymn book. But we'll come to that in a little while. Now we start our program with the romantade, which you have, the prelude, which you see. There are four movements. This piece was written by the present-day composer Daniel Gawthrop when he was a resident in Washington, D.C. The first movement is a short fanfare that uses the horizontal trumpets, which you can see on the organ just on my left, on your right, above the main pipe system. The second movement is a quiet, slow piece of great warmth. The third movement, the gig, takes its title from a type of a quick dance. And the fourth movement is a combination fanfare of processional of great dignity. We shall now listen to our brother Jack as he plays for us this prelude in four movements, romantade.
Thank you.
Now we have an opportunity to open our hymn books, and we do so first of all at number 50. Hymn 50, you will see from your hymn book, is the tune is the Old Hundredth, and it's based on Psalm 100. The Old Hundredth dates from the Genevan Psalter of 1551, and that's the tune we're singing today. This is important. In each case where we sing a hymn, we'll ask you to rise as the organ plays a short introduction. Then we'll sing all the verses together and then sit down. Brother Jack will then play an organ voluntary based upon the tune that we have just sung. This will happen in every case where we sing a hymn. In the case of the Old Hundredth, the setting is by an English composer, Henry Purcell, who lived from 1659 until 1695. And now we sing the hymn 50, All People That On Earth Do Dwell, Sing to the Lord with cheerful voice.
Oh,
Our second hymn today is number 150 in the book. When we ask our Lord to impart to us his wisdom. We sing this to the Welsh tune, Cwmoranda, written by John Hughes at the turn of the 20th century. And the voluntary that follows, remember, we shall sit down when we've sung the hymn. And our brother Jack will play a voluntary based on the hymn. In this instance, the voluntary that follows was written by Paul Mance, who we understand is still actively presenting hymn festivals around the country at more than 80 years old. So we shall sing 150, please. Lord, impart to us thy wisdom, zeal and strength and courage too. Let thy grace and help be near us in all things, whate'er we do. 150.
Thank you.
Brother Jack is now going to play for us a typically English voluntary that features these horizontal trumpets once more. This time it's C.S. Lang's tuba tune, A Happy Dance. It's a piece that I'm told is sure to get your feet tapping. So, Brother Jack, please play for us this English voluntary by C.S. Lang, tuba tune. We open our hymn books again now. Hymn number 295, which is another Welsh tune. And as we sing a series of hallelujahs to our soon coming King and Saviour. The melody to which we sing this hymn was written by Roland Hugh Pritchard in the mid-1800s and was arranged by the editors of the English Hymnal in 1906. Now, following the singing of this hymn, our brother Jack will play his own setting of this tune, which he tells me is one of his favourites in all hymnody. So hymn number 295, after which we take our seats again while Brother Jack plays a voluntary. Hallelujah, sing of Jesus, his the scepter, his the throne. Hallelujah, his the triumph, his the victory alone. 295.
Oh.
Our final hymn this afternoon is number 278, sung to the well-known tune Antioch by Handel. The words by Isaac Watts from the late 17th century, and are sung to celebrate the first advent of our Lord and Saviour, but they could just as well apply to the second advent, when our Master will return to the earth to establish his righteous rule. The voluntary this time was written by the contemporary blind French organist Jean Langlais. The hymn is 271 to Antioch. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Hymn 278.
Oh,
Thank you for attending this musical session. Before we started, Brother Jack said to me, "This is not for sissies." It isn't. This, the performance that we've heard this afternoon demands great technical skill, great concentration, and a lot of physical effort. The discipline that we have heard this afternoon represents many years of devotion to the organ music, which will be perfected come the day of the King. We're going to close with a prayer shortly, and when the prayer is completed, please take your seats for the playing of our final voluntary, a toccata by the composer with which we started our worship this afternoon, Daniel Gawthrop, and this will be played, of course, by Brother Jack. So after the prayer, please take your seats again until the voluntary has finished. Our prayer this afternoon, by way of conclusion of our programme, will be given by our brother Bob Jennings, please.
Let us pray. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall all flesh come. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to spend this time in praise to thee, to consider your word. We pray, Father, that you would impart to us thy wisdom, and that we might with joy go on that way as we go through life, always looking forward to that day when your Son will return. And when your kingdom is established, may we find a place there for that time when your Son we will see. And may we ever sing hymns of praises to thee. We pray for that day when sin will curse this earth no more, and sorrow and sighing will cease. We pray, Father, that you would guide and direct our lives to that end. Help us to live now, to look forward to that day, so that we might live now to bring praise and honor and glory to your name. And we pray that you would continue to be with us and guide us in the way of righteousness. Help us to help one another and to walk on that road that leads to Zion. For we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for your people Israel, and for the restoration of all things. And it's in your Son that we offer our praise and thanks, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.